Los Angeles Vice Office Protected by Fence to Keep Out Homeless. By Justin Caruso on January 11, 2019. A new report detailing the growing scourge of homelessness in Los Angeles indicates that while many in the media and coastal liberals mock the idea of a border wall for America, they are fine with using fences to maintain their bubbles and keep homeless people out. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Los Angeles Office of Vice News is protected by a fence to keep out the homeless from building tent cities. THR reports. On Venice Boulevard in front of Vice Media's offices, a chain-link fence was erected to prohibit tents from going up. Residents around Penmar Golf Course have started a GoFundMe page and have hit their goal of raising $80,000 to fill a pedestrian pathway with native plants and landscaping. A project being called the Frederick Avenue Pass-Through, but whose real objective is to deter the large encampment that has ballooned there. Despite their own use of a fence, Vice has repeatedly published articles mocking the idea of border security for the United States. A quick search on the Vice website found the following pieces. Trump's wall won't stop climate change migrants from streaming into the U.S. How drugs will get under, over, and around Trump's wall. Trump's wall doesn't scare these seasoned illegal border crossers. Fuck Trump's wall, these artists turned immigration stories into art. Trump's border wall would literally split this town in two. Trump's Mexican border wall would be an ecological disaster. Trump's wall could just cause Mexican cartels to make better weed. Vice Media's hypocrisy may be the least of its concerns these days, however. The site started off 2018 by being rocked with a litany of sexual harassment allegations. That year, the company also lost Shane Smith as CEO. In November, the Vice Media reportedly was on track to lose $50 million and was reportedly looking to make major staff cuts.